Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This state is one of five that has qualified for up to $250,000 over 4 years from a USDA Forestry Division grant to establish a statewide wood energy team. Tim Hughes with the Kentucky Department for Energy Development Independence will help develop the team and discuss the effort last week at the Kentucky Ag Council quarterly meeting.
We have a lot of different agencies and universities that are working on a lot of different type of forestry initiatives. And this project and this effort will allow us to put together a working group to try to congeal some of those existing efforts and to identify some new opportunities of utilizing wood resources for energy projects in the state.
There may be opportunities in the poultry sector, where last year there was a shortage of propane, the prime source for keeping houses heated.
Those barns require an enormous amount of heat during the winter months because you have so many birds to take care of. And so it's not conducive for something like solar or wind energy, but we feel like that there's a lot of wood resources in some of those communities. It may make sense for some of the farms to look at these type systems to cut cost and then also maybe to utilize other Kentucky resources to generate their heat.
Ongoing progress in bioenergy heating systems may make that part of the answer. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Tim Hughes, who will help steer the wood energy team, feels coordinating these efforts among various groups will speed progress, and he feels part of that effort may lie in related success stories.
Our first real activity will be National Bioenergy Day, which is October 22nd. The Department for Energy Development Independence has helped fund a project at Murray State utilizing horse bedding for heat in the riding arena. And so we're going to be showcasing that project and then also inviting members of the team and members of the community down to Murray to talk about this initiative and to look at other options for bioenergy within the state as well.
Given the widespread nature of commercial timber utilization in counties across the state and progress in bioheating systems, Hughes thinks there's potential for increased byproduct utilization. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.